K-Rock 955. This is the Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialists. The grand finalists of the past 2 years met for the second time in season 2019 yesterday at Drew Oval. But St Joseph's, after dominating the first half of the season, suffered back-to-back losses. St Mary's are on a roll, five consecutive wins, and lucky enough to be joined by their co-coach, Travis Robertson. Robbo, firstly, congratulations on the win. You've really been building some momentum, and it really came to the fore yesterday afternoon, especially in that last quarter.
Yeah, thanks, King. The boys have obviously gained some momentum, and no doubt yesterday's game was our best game of the year for sure.
What was most pleasing about the performance?
I think the most pleasing thing for us was perhaps the even contribution across the board. I spoke to the guys after the game. We got 22 really good contributors, and we had a plan that we'd spoken about earlier in the week, and we executed that really well.
Kyle Reid, his transformation continues. Kicked five last week against Geelong West, four yesterday, and he's giving you a marking target that you've been crying out for, obviously, with the loss of the likes of Grace, Gillies and Dobson.
Yeah, look, it's in some ways it was a little unfortunate for him. We were trying to find some balance, and we had probably too many tall backs. He has played a little bit of forward line in his junior career, and we've thrown him there for the last couple of weeks, and certainly he's playing well, he's hitting the scoreboard, but the most pleasing thing for us is his effort and his ability to compete in the air and keep the ball in the forward line.
Do you ever think your season was in real trouble when you found yourself at 1-4?
Yes, no doubt. When you're 1-4, it's a long way back, and it still is. We won five on a trot, but we just got to keep winning. So, we certainly had that chat as a group of where we're at and what was in front of us. I think, to be a realist, it was going to be hard work and still is.
Can you pinpoint a moment when things changed?
No, probably not. There was moments in those four losses that were really good, and I think I might have spoken to you after the Colac game, and we put together a full game then. But certainly those four losses, and even the Joey's game, like round one, we were right in it, and that was part of the message yesterday, was we know we can compete with the best. So now I don't think I could necessarily pinpoint a moment.
Dean Gore played his first game for your club. He's obviously had a horror run with injury since coming back to Geelong to join the VFL list, a knee, and then obviously I think it was a thumb issue that he had, but he's got back on the park. How did he perform yesterday?
Am I talking to Geelong or am I Geelong VFL side or internally?
Nah, Shane O'Brien's not listening.
He's not listening? No, he was pretty good. Look, he's a classy player. I spoke to our playing group earlier before the game, and he's just a ripping guy. You know, he loves the game of footy, but he's been, you know, heavily invested in our program as well. And I know it's hard, and I know it's not where he wants to be playing his footy, but he was awesome yesterday. He played three quarters on the ball, and then we threw him back in the last quarter. And he was outstanding.
And you're still missing the likes of Dowling, Cowan, Harry Ling, Doug Bond, Brenton Snowden, the McMahons. Harry Cole's still got to come back and play some footy. So you're going to get some depth, hopefully roll back through in the second half of the year.
Yeah, we will, mate. And hopefully that helps, you know, in our reserves as well. They got beaten yesterday, but it certainly will make selection harder. And I think selection's been hard for us in the last couple of weeks, which is, you know, it probably wasn't early in the year, so that makes things really encouraging. We get Trent McMullen back in town; he'll be back at training this week, so hopefully we can get a few K's into him and maybe see him later on in the year as well.
Is it an 8-point game next week against Bell Park?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yep, yeah. Look, I checked the ladder this morning, and even though we won, we didn't move. So We've just got to keep winning, and they're probably in a very similar position. So they got the wood on us first time around, and hopefully we can turn it this week.
Trav, we really appreciate your time. Enjoyed watching the renaissance since the Interleague break. 5 consecutive wins, and you've put yourselves right back in the mix once again. It's a nice little tight race. About, I reckon there's probably 4 clubs battling for 2 spots if you're willing to give Newtown, Joeys and Colac the top 3 positions at the moment. So it's going to be an entertaining run to the finals over the last 8 rounds. Always good to talk footy with you. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, mate. Thanks, Keane. Have a good day.